Maria Augusta von Trapp was born on the 26th of January 1905. She was the stepmother and matriarch of the famous von Trapp family singers and the writer of the story of the von Trapp family, which inspired, of course, the film The Sound of Music, made in 1965. Maria was born on a train heading for her parents' village in the Tyrol to a hospital in Vienna in Austria. Her mother died when she was 2, her father when she was 9. Her uncle then, Franz, became her guardian and did not treat her well. After graduating from high school at the age of 15, she wanted to become a nun after the experience of her profound confession. Maria was asked then to teach the 7 children of a widowed naval commander, Georg von Trapp, in 1926. She did that, and of course, as we know, Georg von Trapp proposes to Maria, and they were married in 1927 and had 3 children together. So in all, there were now 9 children whom she loved. She had a fiery temper, could be difficult to live with. When her husband's bank, with all their money, and he had a fortune, went bankrupt, the family faced a crisis. They were penniless. They had to earn a living, and this, the husband, being an aristocrat, did not want to do, but they found a way through singing. The von Trapp family choir entered into a contest and won, and the career took off. Offers came in from all quarters. A family choir of such quality was rare. Offers came in, too, from the rising Nazi party. The family refused. They knew that they had to leave, so they made their way to the United States, never to return, leaving their relatives, home, belongings, everything they had, except for 1 suitcase per person. They left also with the local priest, who was their friend, spiritual director, and also musical director. And so they faced a new country, new language, new customs. Life was difficult. Furthermore, Maria, who had written a book about the von Trapp family, had sold all the rights of the book, and when the book was turned into a smash hit on Broadway in 1959 and again the film in 1965, making vast amounts of money, the von Trapp family received very little. And the producers also had taken liberties with the story, which angered the family. The father was not the cold, military-style person portrayed in the film. The film portrays a sweet family story, but the reality is far from sweet. It is a story about a family which battles loss, near poverty, emigration, war, arguments, rejection, struggle, success, and strife. Our faith helps us to face reality, not to flee from it. Christ did not shirk the cross, but faced it full on. We too have to face life as it is given us, though we may wish to run away. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá writes, "You persist in being worldly, superficial, scatterbrained, because you are a coward. What is it but cowardice not to want to face yourself? Excuses you will find plenty if you want to avoid your obligations. What a profusion of well-thought-out nonsense. Don't stop to consider it. Dismiss it and do your duty. Lord, help us to do our best, to do our duty today, to carry out the tasks we are called to do, and to sing our song, however well or poorly." Maria von Trapp died in 1987, 34 years ago, on this day.